This is why is it saying that he had a face of an angel? Well, first and foremost, I want you to take into consideration that it's the council who's saying he had the face of an angel, okay? Now, why are they saying this? Well, because of the fact that angels throughout the Bible were just a terrifying sight. Anytime a man, a human being, was confronted with a physical angelic being, they were frightened. They were horrified. They were scared, okay? And so when the Bible's saying here that these Pharisees, you know, they see the power of God upon Stephen, they're not saying, oh, look at this weak little, you know, soy boy guy right over here. No, what they're saying is like they're scared of him. Because he looks as terrifying as an angel would look. You see, the angels in the Bible are completely different than what we see today, right? You know, you think of the cherubim, for example. That is a terrifying sight, folks. When you look at the description of cherubims in Ezekiel and Revelation chapter 5, you see that they're, it's a creature that has four faces. You know, it has the face of a man, the face of an ox, the face of an eagle, and the face of a lion. That is a terrible sight. It's like something we've just never seen before. It's a description. It's a very horrific thing to look upon, right? And you look at throughout the Bible, anytime an angel would appear, people would just fall over as dead. They'd just be scared, frightened. They'd just fall on their faces as dead. They're just completely scared. And let me say this. This is exactly what's happening to these councilmen right here. They're not looking upon him and saying, yeah, we got him. No, they're looking at him saying, we're scared of him, okay? Go to Deuteronomy chapter number 2, if you would. Deuteronomy chapter number 2. You see, when the Bible describes a person with boldness, it often depicts them as what? A lion. Just like the cherubim, right? The Bible says that the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. The Bible says of David's mighty men that they had faces like lions. But it doesn't mean that they were like butt ugly or anything like that. You know, they were just like just crazy bearded men. It means that they had such boldness that they struck fear in the hearts of their enemies. That's what that's referring to there, okay? Boldness strikes fear in the heart of the gainsayer, folks. Makes haters of God afraid. And when a man is spirit-filled and he's preaching the word of God, it can literally melt the hearts of the wicked. You know, when you're out there preaching the gospel to the just regular unsaved people, it doesn't cause them to fear you. It causes them to fear hell. And in turn, they want to get saved. You know, they want to give heed to the message. But let me say this. When you preach the word of God and the judgment of God upon the haters of God, it strikes fear in their hearts. You know, and by the way, I don't care what any reprobate or enemy of God says in a comment section. You're lucky you wouldn't say that to my face. You're lucky I don't come down there and kick your you-know-what and do all this. They're scared. They're fearful. So they have to overcompensate by threatening, by sending lewd photos, by emailing wicked things. They have to do these things in order to try to strike fear in our hearts. But here's the reality. We've struck in fear in theirs, causing their hearts to melt. Now, the problem today with pastors is they want the face of an angel. But it's like the Catholic version, though. You know, they want the fat little baby with wings and a harp. You know, oh, we got to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And they interpret that as being just these weakling, just passive, can't fight back, don't call any names, please everybody, just be kind to everyone, don't get into any battles, even though the Bible says to earnestly contend for the faith, to fight the good fight of faith, the Bible says. But this is the kind of angels that they are. You know, you think of like these mega church type of pastors. They're like the Catholic version of an angel. You know, they have the faces of angels because they look so baby skin. They're not instilling any kind of fear in the hearts of any man. Okay? We want the face of an angel where people are just falling over dead.